This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. Now that we have amplified the outline of our study of King Solomon, we come to the third point in our 3C study method: collect, correlate, and then crystallize what we've learned into some applications we can make to our own life. The first lesson I came away with is realizing that privilege enables you to do a lot of good, but it doesn't eliminate accountability. To whom much is given, of him much is required. God loved Solomon. His parents loved him. David did all he could to make it possible for Solomon to succeed as king of Israel. Hiram, king of Tyre, a good friend of David, promised Solomon all the help he needed along with provisions. All he needed was available so he could build the temple. It was a spectacular structure, and God blessed it by making his presence known. When the priests withdrew from the holy place, the glory of the Lord filled his temple, 1 Kings 8:10 through 11. He also built for himself a palace beyond compare. Visitors came to see and experience all that was going on, and they were all amazed. The Queen of Sheba visited and said, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me." Privilege enabled him to do all this and more. But gradually, he increasingly compromised his devotion to God. He didn't finish well. Consequently, God promised that after his death, most of his kingdom would be taken away from his son. This illustrates the tragedy of misused privilege. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.